You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haven, joined by Dean Unglert. We have a very special guest on the line, and we just heard that it's her first podcast ever. And I'd argue she's joining the greatest podcast of all time. It is Lexi Buchanan from season 24, also known as Peter Weber's season of The Bachelor. Lexi, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Oh, thanks for coming. So where are you in the country right now? I'm in Rhode Island. Dean's in Vegas, I would imagine. Nevada.
Yes, sir. Yep. That's correct. Yep.
I am in Arlington, Virginia. So right outside of D.C.
Oh.
And yeah, I've been here for about 2 years now, so.
My wife Ashley's from Great Falls.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I normally just tell people D.C. because no one really realizes that for, like, Arlington's right outside of it, and I love it. We, like, have a little house, and I have my own backyard and a driveway, so very different from New York whenever I lived there.
My fiance is from Fredericksburg.
Really? That's so cool.
We create a little triangle down there, which is great.
I know.
That's interesting. I like it out there, too. I went out there last year or 2 years ago for Thanksgiving, and I'd never been to D.C. or anywhere in that area, and it was nice. So kudos to you. It seems like a great place. Obviously, if Ashley and Kaylin can be from there, I don't see how anyone could speak ill of it, right?
No, I can think of some things.
Yeah, there's probably some things that aren't so savory. But Lexi, so it's your first podcast ever. We're so honored to have you part of the experience here with us and as a co-host nonetheless. So we saw you on Peter's season. What have you been up to since then? Because that was like, at this point, that was like 3 years ago now, wasn't it?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, actually, as of September, it was 3 years ago. So yeah, pre-COVID, it honestly feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
So much has changed, but I think I credit a lot of it to going on the show. So, you know, I'm in a very happy relationship. That kind of happened right after the show. And from there, I moved to Arlington, where I am now. I love my job. I got a dog that is my whole life. Like, I became one of those dog people. I guess it just happens to you, whether you wanted to or not. But
why do you credit the show for
all this? Yeah, so I feel like I'm just, I think when I went on the show, I was in New York. I loved my life. I was very single, dating a lot, like definitely looking for a relationship. But I think I didn't know what I wanted. I needed to find myself. And I think the show helped me find what I actually wanted in a relationship, what I was looking for in a partner. just kind of put some pieces together. And I mean, I personally don't think I was built for the show. It was hard, and I'm not a competitor when it comes to dating. Like, I loved the girls. I just fell in love with all the girls and my friends, and I saw how much they liked, you know, Peter, and I liked him too, but I was like, oh, I can tell you guys are connecting. Like, I don't want to get in the way of that. Like, I want you to, it seems like you guys really like each other. So I don't know. I struggled with the competitive aspect. I absolutely love it. I had the best time, and it was such a good experience, but I think it helped me leaving the show know who I was and what I wanted in a relationship, and just kind of set me up for success.
To your point about the other girls forming connections, I think maybe that just makes you less willing to lie on TV about something, because yeah. I feel like a lot of people will inflate their feelings towards the person that they're supposed to be.
It just makes you a better human being at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. And I mean, I guess that's true. I was very honest, and I didn't realize that maybe part of it was kind of lying to yourself a little bit to maybe inflate that connection. But I mean, we've all been through it. You're so wrapped up in that moment, and those are your only thoughts, and that's all you really know. So it, you know, I'm not saying I didn't like Peter. I did. I really was trying to find the parts of us that connected. And there were some things that I was like, oh, I could actually see myself with this person. But I was looking for more of a connection and not necessarily just a fiance.
Right. As a fiance for the sake of a fiance. So good for you.
Right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And then how did you meet your boyfriend? Was there any type of like sliding into the DMs afterwards? Because you say you credit a lot from the show. And so I would imagine there has to be some like connection there, right?
Yes. Well, we actually dated in college. So okay. I knew him in college. We moved to New York together. We were kind of together. And about 9 months in, he broke up with me. And I was devastated, like beyond devastated. I really thought that he was the person I was going to be with. And it just kind of shocked me, but it ended up being the best thing because we were best friends, and both of us being right out of college, being new to New York, like we needed the time to be individuals and just experience the city and focus on career and our own wants and goals. And not that we couldn't do that together, but it was just too early. So I like was shocked that he broke up with me. I still tell him that we're together now. And I'm like, I still can't believe you know, did that. But
what was his reasoning?
It was the best thing. Honestly,
not to like
was
bring up old wounds, but you know, now I'm curious.
No, it's not. It's really not even a wound, because I think it just part of our story now. But he was like, it was a little scary. It was all too much, too young. I wanted to focus on career. And I, you know, I thanked him. We ran into each other at a bar like 9 months later. And I was just like, you know, like, thank you. I really appreciate you doing that, because I don't think I had the strength to do it. But in hindsight, it was what needed to happen. Neither of us ever had a bad word to say about each other. You know, we kind of ran in the same circles in New York, but never really crossed paths, which was great. But we both would hear, you know, well, he only has good things to say about you. And I would say the same. And then, you know, going on the show was really, I think, me putting that to bed and being like, okay, that relationship is over. So that ended in like 2016. I didn't go on the show until 2019. So those 3 years, I was just, you know, exploring the dating in New York, which is way harder than The Bachelor. And
I believe it.
People are career focused, and I like that. I think that's a city for, you know, focusing on work. And
when I think of a guy in New York, I think of a guy in a suit with slicked back hair, clean shaven, on a scooter on his way to work. I swear to God, like the amount of guys I see in suits on these electric scooters, I'm like, you're a grown. Anyway, continue. But I would assume is the dating pool in New York.
I mean, you get a mix of everybody in New York, but I don't know. I think, the breakup was definitely a pivotal point in my personal growth of like, okay, I'm going to be more of an individual. I'm in New York. It was hard, but he really did do me a favor. So let me just live my life and see what happens. So I did that. The show happened and I ended up going on the show, and obviously, and then I get back, I get my phone, and I had a text message from him, just really nice. We hadn't talked in years, but just like, so proud of you for putting yourself out there. I think it's awesome. You're going to make your family like so proud. It was just a really kind, nice message. This person is my best friend like for years. So it made me like emotional, and I was like, how can I be getting this emotional? Like, I haven't even talked to you in years, and no offense, but I cared more about this person than like the experience that I just did for 6 weeks. So it put things in perspective for me of like, that was a connection that I think I'll always have. I wanted the best for him regardless, like let it go and maybe it'll come back. And we started dating. I wasn't going to go on Paradise because I now had, you know, this new relationship, and then COVID happened. So I didn't even have to worry about that. And here we are 2.5 years later. So
let's for all of its flaws that the show has, I think one of the great things about it is, if you're gone long enough, you have the experience to like see what it's like living life without your cell phone, right? Or like other distractions. It's great, right? And then so it like forces you to think of and focus on things that maybe you wouldn't before, or like dive deeper into them. And I think it's interesting because I think that there are a few people that have, you know, you're on the show, and while you're killing the hours of downtime that you have, all you're doing is thinking about like back home and people that you know and all these things. Like, I don't know, it does kind of help provide some clarity in other assets or other facets of your life. So I mean, I definitely, it's so interesting because like you're like supposed to be on the show dating a person, and like even when I was on the show the first time, I was thinking about my ex-girlfriend, and I was I don't know, it was just weird. It's like, why am I even thinking about this girl when I'm supposed to be dating this girl? But I don't know.
I think when you're on the show, like you have to think about such serious things. Like you're thinking about how will our families, you know, like each other when they meet, or how will we build a life together now that you know, the person you're dating on the show lives in X city and you're in Y city, like how will we make that work? You're thinking about like real things. So I think, you know, of course you're going to reflect on past relationships, but I think as far as my relationship, this was my big love, and I was really like, I thought that was really going to stick. So I went on the show and I explored other options, and it kind of just ended up leading me back to that person. So for me, it worked, just not the way it normally does.
I also think going on the show makes people confront the fact that their significant other or their ex significant other has finally moved on. I feel like I've heard a lot of stories about people going on the show and then they're back together with their ex. And it's interesting because I went through a similar situation, obviously much different because I'm happily married with Ashley, but where there was an ex and I was on the show and it caused them to come back into the picture, because it's weird seeing your ex date someone else. And really, it's not even just date someone else. It makes you think like they're done. They're over. Like they have moved on with their life.
Exactly.
It is over between you two. And I think that a lot of people have this negative connotation towards that, which I don't agree with, because I think people are flawed. And I think if you don't think you're flawed, then you're full of crap. And I think some people need a kick in the ass. And I think sometimes people need a push to act or to follow their heart. And I'm not saying I don't know. I don't think that that's such a bad thing. You know, because like I'm sure there, when that guy reached out to you, if you told your friends probably told them.
Oh, they weren't.
They were like, tell this guy to kick rocks. Get that. Like now you're on the show and he wants to reach back out to you.
And you know, in more words, yes.
Yeah, you're right. We're a PG
podcast. It does
podcast.
Have a sense of, oh, he's only back because he went on the show, but that genuinely wasn't like it. Just knowing him, he's not really a person for the spotlight in general, but like you said, he goes, I kind of thought you could really be married, like you could be engaged and then that would be it. And that's what really hit home. Because you know, we had 4 years that we could have tried it again, and we really didn't. We really like, we're just gonna let bygones be bygones and just be happy for each other and supportive of each other.
He pulled the classic Jared Haben out of his hat.
Damn right. He pops out. Instead of pulling a rabbit, he pulls a little patchy facial hair boy. Pulling out of the hat.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, oh, you're into someone else? Not happening. Sorry, you're coming with me. Yeah.
Now's the time to act.
Right. I mean, now, we've stood the test of time. I think there was definitely some initial, like, are you sure you want to get back into that? You know, like, you're on The Bachelor. Why would you not go on Paradise? Why would you say no to this? And I'm like, because that's not what I care about. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. Like, I cared more about finding...
Well, did you make him? Did you make him sweat it out for a little while at least? I think that would be like Ashley made me sweat it out.
A couple months, yeah, but not too long. But it was funny timing because we went like our first we hung out in New York in February, like around Valentine's ish time, and then New York shut down March 21st. So like a month later, COVID happened. We would have gone, and we both never went back to New York. So if we didn't, you know, like actually meet up or hang out within that month of time, we may never have. So it's just funny how timing works.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So you guys have been together for 2.5 years, you said. Is there any, you guys aren't engaged. And if you're not engaged, is there any talk of engagement coming up?
Yeah, I mean, we go to so many weddings. I feel like all I've done this year, go to friends' weddings. And now it's to the point where it's like, oh, anything? Like, we talk about it. It's definitely in the cards, but I want to be totally surprised. And I am not pressuring him whatsoever. So we'll see. We're definitely on the way there. But
how long can you last without eventually having to apply a little bit of pressure?
It's a good question. I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 in June. And I think that's when our birthdays are 3 days apart. So we're planning some sort of big 30th birthday trip. And he's probably going to watch this podcast later. So
perfect.
If he wants to do it around my 30th birthday on our big trip, that would be fine.
That's
good. But then you wouldn't be surprised.
That's true. God, Jared. I don't know. Anywhere around that. Anywhere in the 30s. I don't want to be like an old. I don't want to be 33 and, you know, still be dating. I think that's kind of my window.
But now that you have said it and you think he's not going to do it because you want to be surprised, maybe now he's going to do it because it's like a reverse psychology kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a, I'm a big advocate for that idea solely because I want all like anniversaries to be on the same date. I really want like if you guys have two birthdays 3 days apart, why not just throw an engagement in there on the same, right around the same day?
You guys have the same type of life, you know, you have the same
smart
mindset
man
here.
Smart
because
man.
He's like, he actually asked me to be his girlfriend right around our birthday. So that could just all be one weekend.
Throw it all in the pile, baby.
I love it.
I know you're recently engaged and I know that was, you know, a long time coming. So congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But that's where this
surprised?
I told her it was going to happen before the end of 2022. So she claimed she didn't know, but I think she did know more than she's putting on.
She was more angry than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I got to marry this guy now.
Oh, I meant about the hike.
But it's funny. Oh yeah. No, I was talking more just about spending the rest of her life with this dip right here. But
she's already signed up for that. So
yeah,
it was the hike that she probably didn't sign up for that day.
Well, so we were talking about our wedding and she was asking when I wanted to get married. And I said, I want to get married on the same day we got engaged. That way we can just like have one anniversary. But it turns out the same day next year is on a Tuesday. And I was like, great, let's get married on a Tuesday. And obviously that's not going to happen. So
no.
Why is that obviously not going to happen? Just
I agree. I agree. But I don't know.
Why not have a Tuesday wedding? Why not just be totally out of the box?
Yeah, that's my dream, but
and then
it's not...
just celebrate all week after. So you just have like a whole. It sounds great.
It's true. I should do that.
You should only try to base your relationship and your wedding around content for this podcast. And having a wedding on a Tuesday gives us talking points. So
on a Thursday, that's right. That's right. If I had it my way, that's how we would do it. But the thing is, it's not my day. So it's mostly her calling the shots, which is I'm fine with it. You know? I'm happy to.
Well,
happy
anniversaries
to
do come around a lot. Like, I'm like, okay, I kind of am with you now. Let's just celebrate our birthday and our dating anniversary in one weekend.
There's always a day. There's always something.
Jared, let me ask you this. So you started dating on a certain day, you got engaged on a certain day, you got married on a certain day, you celebrate birthdays. Do you guys do something for every single one of those occasions?
Don't you drop them? Like once you get married, you can drop the engagement.
That's
true.
I thought so.
Like,
that's what I signed up for, but apparently not because still every year, because my wife has 120,000 photos on her phone or whatever. So every day it's a constant reminder. This is when we first said, I love each other. This is when you came out with your feelings. This is when we first started dating. This is when we officially started first dating. This is when we got engaged. This is when I called my grandmother to tell her we got engaged. This is my birthday. This is our wedding anniversary. Now it's holidays. This
keep
is my
going.
Niece's
keep
birthday.
Going. Keep,
because the problem is going. Now you're blending families.
Come on, you got it.
Literally every day is something. Sorry to like go on that tangent, but you know, there's always something.
It seems like that you needed to get that off your chest. So I'm glad we asked.
I just need a lot of calendars.
We did strike a nerve, it seems like. We have you guys ever seen the show Parks and Recreation?
Yeah.
Yes. I
love that show too. Leslie Knope, there's an episode where she does that exact same thing. She's like, this is the time that Ann and I first heard Taylor Swift together. This is the time that we first ate our pancakes together. That's kind of how Ashley comes across to me in terms of celebrating anniversaries.
It's very sweet, but it would make my life so much easier if I agree with you both, if it was just around the same time. Granted, 5 years ago when I didn't have as much going on, of course I was the person saying, no, get married on a different day, like have different days, really enjoy it. But now there's just too much going on. And it's like, let's just narrow this down as much as possible. So we can actually like enjoy our lives a little bit. Anyway.
Anyway.
A baby. So he has all his anniversaries. So you can just take a back seat, I would think.
I know. It's hard. Because he gets so much attention, rightfully so, that like sometimes I'll smother him with attention. And Ashley's like, I want attention. And I'm like, I'm being a good father. Leave me alone, woman.
Lexi, do you see kids in the future for you guys? If and when you end up getting married?
Yeah, I mean, I'm part of a big family. I have 5 younger siblings. So I grew up like in a crazy household with tons of little kids running around. And because of that, I want like 2 max, but no, I do want kids.
Is this something you guys have talked about? And it's like, everyone knows like all on the same page and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about literally everything. We just like, we like to plan. We like to talk about like how it'll be, but we don't, I don't know, we don't have like a set plan, which I personally like. Like I said, I kind of want to be surprised, but yeah, it's getting to the point where, like I said, I'm getting to 30, and I know that's young, but it's to me a milestone where I'm like, wow, I should probably be more of a planner.
Well, especially if you want two kids. I mean, it is young, but you do have your biological clock, I guess, that you need to keep in mind. When you when you guys do end up getting married, what, how do you picture your wedding? Over the top extravagant or like a low-key elopement?
I don't like, I want something kind of in the middle. I want it to be small-ish, like intimate, but definitely feels like a celebration. I kind of want a destination wedding, which I don't know if people like or don't like, but both of our families live in Florida, and I don't really want a wedding in Florida. So
you could do like St. Bart's or the Caribbean or something.
Yeah. I mean, I want to, like, it sounds like silly, but I'm just not one of those people that have ever really thought about their wedding. I'm so indecisive. I change my mind so much. Like my opinions change, my style changes. I feel like by the time I get married, I'll have an exact idea of what I want.
Yeah. But, that's true. We're still a ways. We're not even engaged yet. So I guess I was kind of jumping the gun a little bit there. I was just curious, like,
ring shapes is where we're at.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Like you said, he might listen to this podcast. So just generally speaking, not to anyone specific, what type of engagement ring style would you prefer?
Really simple, like just gold band, one diamond, like emerald cut or just a round cut.
And how many carats are we looking at here?
I'm not going to be picky. I have small hands, so I think like even one carat would look really big on my hand. So
yeah,
do you want a halo?
Do you feel like you am I jinxing myself by talking about this?
I pray to God I wake up tomorrow and like see an Us Weekly article.
But it's funny because you have the exact same style as Kaylin. Thin gold band, one emerald cut diamond. So, you know,
classic is coming back. Like, yeah, just a really classic style. And I think that's what I'll want.
It's funny too that you said you have small hands. I was talking to Wells about his engagement ring to Sarah, and he's like, I'm lucky, man. Sarah's got small hands, so the diamond ring looks way bigger on her than it actually is. So he's like,
I have like baby hands. I really have child hands. So he can get me like an actual child sized ring and it would probably fit. I think I'm a 4.5, like a really small finger.
Oh, wow. That is small.
Yeah. I think that's the really average small. Size is 6. So
yeah, I was going to say, I think Kaylin's a 6.
Yeah. Huh. Fun fact about me, child hands.
I did get, because I lost Kaylin's first engagement ring, so I had to get her a second one. And it's a small little baby half carat. And even that one looks pretty big because she's got small hands as well.
Yeah. But,
any update on that?
Nope. I cleaned the garage yesterday. Still no ring. So moving on to the next room in the house.
Well,
but,
is it one of those things where you just like blacked out because you're so much pressure on you about this ring and you don't remember where it is?
No.
It's just me generally being an idiot.
Put it in the junk
I've thought drawer. About it too. I've done a lot of like personal reflection and introspection about this. And I was like, this is going to sound so lame. I was like sitting meditating for like an hour one day, just like breathing and just trying to like access a part of my brain that I've never accessed before, just because I'm like, if I can't remember doing something, how can I be certain that I ever did it in the first place? And so I sat there for an hour, didn't say anything, kept my eyes closed and just tried to focus. And I got bored, so bored, but I was like, I have to do this. And Caitlin's walking by right now as I'm explaining this story. And I couldn't remember it at all. And I kept hitting this roadblock, and I was like, I couldn't have moved it. It wasn't me. And then just this past week, I've had a couple things in the exact same vein that I know I'm the only person that's touched, and they're just completely missing now. So I know I've accepted full responsibility at this point in my life. I have moved it. I accept that fate of mine. I just don't know where it is, but it'll turn up still eventually at some point.
I like the face.
I think she's messing with you and just moving stuff around.
She really could be. It could be. I do agree. There's like a sliver of chance that she's just messing with me, moving stuff around.
Maybe she stole the ring and she's going to propose to you with said ring.
Yes.
That would be a baller move, but I think there's less.
Yeah, I think there's
a less chance of that happening than anything else in the world.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, but man, what a great ending it would be.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if you didn't lose the ring, though?
That's the silver lining. That's probably the coolest part.
Well, we do have some hot topics that we want to get to. Okay. So before we do that, let's take a quick break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Dean, myself, Lexi Buchanan is the special guest host today. We do have some hot topics we want to get to before we wrap this podcast up. The first one is about, what I guess I would say is, in my personal opinion, the GOAT power couple, because there's no longer Tom and Giselle. It's Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Do you think that they're most like, do you think that that's the GOAT power couple now? I know everybody says Jay-Z and Beyonce, but Jay-Z cheated.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively for
me. Ooh, that's a good one. What about Mila and Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, they're up there.
Yeah, they're like probably up there.
What about
Ben and
George?
Jen don't feel as real to me.
What about Clooney and Amal?
Well, wait, Clooney? No, get the hell out of here with that. Actually, I don't even know. This is all like personal bias as well. The fact that I love Bennifer so much because J-Lo is like the queen of queens and Ben's like such a rugged Boston guy who's just like, you know, was an alcoholic, reformed himself. You know, like I can't believe he's with Jennifer Lopez again. It's so amazing. But Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I got to be honest. I really like Ryan Reynolds, but I've never been there's just too much. It's too much of the same with Ryan Reynolds for me right now. It's just, I need him to be a little bit different in some of his movies or a different character. Cause like, even in all the interviews I see, it's like he's Deadpool everywhere he is. So like, I just really need Ryan Reynolds to do something different. And then I'll be back on the Ryan Reynolds train. Anyway, this is not about that. I move on. Jennifer Lopez on dating Ben Affleck for the first time, way back 20 years ago when I was still a teenager. Quote, it turned out to really bite us. So J-Lo reflects on a relationship the first time around with Ben Affleck. Quote, we were so young and so in love at that time, really very carefree. No kids, no attachments. And we were just living our lives, being happy out there. It didn't feel like we needed to hide from anybody or really be discreet at all. Now, obviously, they broke up in 2004. And she said, quote, we were just living out loud and it turned out to really bite us. There was a lot underneath the surface there. People not wanting us to be together. People think I wasn't the right person for him. I never shied away from the fact that for me, I always felt like there was real love there, a true love there. People in my life know that he was very, very special in my life. When we reconnected, those feelings for me were still very real. I don't know that I recommend this for everybody. Sometimes you outgrow each other or you just grow differently. The two of us, we lost each other and found each other. So, Lexi, I feel like this kind of is a little bit of your guys' story as well, where you broke up, needed to go your separate ways, and then you came back together. I, as someone who's also kind of gone through the same thing, and Dean to the very, very small fraction of it, because it was only a few days where he left and came back, I don't know. Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder, and sometimes you kind of need to let something go and see if it comes back to you.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that it's all about timing, truly. Like, you can always, that can always be a connection or the right person in the, you know, in one sense of the word, but the timing and whether or not it really like works out, I think is really critical. Like, I knew that he was the right person for me, or I had that inkling, but I was so young, I wasn't really ready for it. And now I'm just distracted by the cute furry man that joined us.
Oh, Alistair. Say hello, Alistair.
Alistair agrees, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I think I agree with that. I think to Lexi's experience, not to obviously speak for Lexi, but you were saying you guys dated a little bit in college. It's kind of nice that way, because you kind of get like build a foundation and then you go off and do your own thing for a little bit. And then you come back and you remember how great something was. And then you're just like a better person at that time in your life anyway. So, and Jared, it happened to you too.
Well, I think J-Lo and Ben are a little bit of the exception as well. I mean, they went off their separate ways. I mean, Ben had kids. Does J-Lo have kids? Okay, she does. Sorry.
She does. With Mark Anthony.
With Mark Anthony. Thank you, Lexi. See, I could just ask Lexi. I don't need Ashley for information no more.
Tell her hi.
Lexi says hi. But they went off. They got married, had kids with other people, and then each one of them obviously got divorced and came back to each other. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, a little bit of an exception to the rule. But I also think, you know, I mean, it's not like, to your point, Lexi, when John ended up ending things with you and then you guys went your separate ways and then you came back to each other. I mean, I think that you should let an ex prove that he's still into you if they want to get back together with you. You know, Ashley certainly did that with me. It seems like, Lexi, you did that with John. So I would recommend, if like, sure, timing can work out, but if there has to be some discretion where you have to make sure that they're not just doing this out of jealousy, that if they want to get back with you, they have to really prove it and they have to, you know, put effort in, and you have to see changes in growth before you can really commit to the person.
Totally. I mean, in my like personal experience, it was really just a matter of timing. I think if, you know, the relationship has a lot of issues and you have trust issues or infidelity issues or whatever it may be, and it was a toxic relationship or a bad relationship, and then that person comes back years later when you're clearly doing well and they try to get back in your life. I don't think I would have even entertained it or considered opening that door again. I think because it was such a good relationship and I went out and dated and really explored and I just never found that connection again. And I even went to the extent of, you know, putting myself out there on TV and really like seeing what could be. And I always kind of had him in my mind, but I was ready to shut that and see if there was someone else that was better suited for me. So I think really putting that to bed and then it ending up coming back, but it being such a positive relationship and it only being like, it was always what I was looking for. It wasn't me just falling back into something or, you know, just accepting what was. It was, we gave it time. We really let each other go. We really grew as people and we came back at like the right time and we're able to form something stronger than before.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Dean, I don't have much input on this topic.
Yeah, Dean is tired of the J-Lo Ben talk. I think that's what it's coming down to.
It's not my favorite subject. You know, I kind of zone out when it comes to the hot topics, the dating headlines of the
couples are hard because I just feel like there's like a little bit of, you know, the media involved.
And yeah.
I don't like to say because I really don't feel like we know them at all. But.
Right.
I just choose to support Ben and J-Lo.
And that's great.
Yeah, I definitely support them. And I support you in supporting them.
I don't support every couple.
I support you in supporting him, supporting them. It's not hard, but Kaylin is really into these things as well. Maybe not as much as Ashley. She is always interested in what's going on in all these people's lives, which is great. I'm happy that she's interested in it, but I can't seem to find the care, you know, not that I don't care about them. I think like you guys said, I think media can sometimes paint a picture of someone and then you don't get the full picture, and then, you know, maybe it's wrong or maybe it's right or whatever. And then I just feel like, because it's happened to me before too, where the media has said something about my relationship that was entirely false. And so maybe I've just taken that and I'm like, well, if there's lying about my relationship, there may be lying about everyone else's relationship too.
See, I'm not really into the gossip. That doesn't really get my interest. It's more of the relatability with these couples that really, like the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts photos, if you guys have seen that, where he's like carrying the Dunkin' through the front door, and he's disheveled and he's like spilling the coffee. Like that I love so much. And like, there's that video, it's the funniest thing. It's where Ben and J-Lo are walking through and then somebody comes up to him and he's like, oh yeah, no, it's good to see you. And then as soon as he turns his head, his smile immediately just gets dead serious. And he's like, oh, it's good to see you. And it was the most relatable thing. I was like, oh my God. So that's what gets me. I don't really care about the gossip. Like, oh.
I feel bad that they have to be on all the time. I mean, like even the tiny little bit of attention that I got post-show, I was like, oh my God, like people know me in a restaurant. Like I have to like always, like you just have to, you feel like you have to be perfect.
Right.
So I can't imagine being Ben and Jen.
Oh my gosh. I think it eventually gets to the point where they like just, like maybe at the beginning for them, I bet you they were like always wanted to be polished and put together. But I bet you eventually, and especially now that they're older, they're kind of just like, who the hell cares, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hence the Dunkin' Donuts photos.
Love it.
And the smoking a cig.
And the like, massive phoenix on his back, like the crazy tattoo.
I know, it's so weird. It's such like a middle-aged tattoo. I have one more hot topic before we wrap up.
Wait, I want to talk about the next hot topic. It's my turn to talk about
a
hot topic.
No. Great. Love it.
Because you always get to read the emails. I want to read the email. And I want to read this one. So it turns out Ellie Goulding, who is the singer, obviously, she is married to Casper Jopling and they have a child together. But Ellie Goulding is now on the celebrity dating app Raya. According to the article, she's on there just to make friends and to meet fellow celebrities in the industry, I guess. So I want to turn it around and ask you guys the same question. Ash or Jared, if you found out Ashley was on Raya or any dating app, how would you react? And same to you, Lexi, if you found out your partner was on a dating app. And then, like, obviously, they're going to be like, oh, well, I just want to meet friends. But really, are they really there just for that?
Yeah, I think so. If you're in a public relationship and you're on Raya, you're either one, being truthful that you are only on there for business purposes, or B, you're in an open relationship. That's really the two ways. Because it's not like Ellie Goulding is going to cheat on her husband, Casper, in the open. Everybody knows. Like, if Ashley had a Raya.
Yeah. Ashley's too known, just like Ellie Goulding is too known.
Yeah.
It's going to be a headline. So clearly your partner has to know and okay this, I would think.
Unless Ellie's like, you know, the only way I'm going to get away with this is if it's in the open, because no one would ever believe I'd be so stupid to do this. That's the only thing I think of if she was actually cheating. But my point being, it's either business purposes.
Or she has an album coming out within the next month.
Ooh.
And this is a huge PR stunt.
That could be it,
probably the most likely.
Oh, that's smart, Lexi. We got to start doing stuff like that.
All right, Lexi. So if your partner, if you found him on Bumble or Hinge or Raya, how would you react?
Not well.
Yeah.
Not react well. No, I mean, we're just communication's very big. We talk about everything. So I'd be really surprised if he didn't tell me before and it was just for that purpose. So, yeah, if I found out and he didn't tell me before, I think there'd be a reason he was hiding it because he is not Ellie Goulding, and it would be very low key if he did that.
That's true. And also, what a shitty thing. Like, cheating obviously is horrible in any facet or any whatever, but to just make it a dating account and not tell your partner about it would be borderline psychotic, I feel.
Weird.
Like, because
yeah. I mean, that's cheating, because you're like, personally, I think anything you try to hide is in the realm of cheating. If you're in an open or honest relationship, then you really shouldn't feel like you have to hide anything.
There's got to be things that even the most honest people hide, though.
Yeah, I guess that's, but like, what would you be hiding?
I'll tell you what, Kaylin's never farted in front of me.
Really? That's just definitely
talk about borderline psychotic. How is her stomach still operating?
I think pre-wedding it has to happen. Like, yeah. Just once.
Just to hear it. Yeah. But that's kind of, that's like kind of her hiding something from me, right?
Okay.
I imagine Kaylin's farts are so cute. Like, they're, I bet they're like, oh, hold on. I bet they sound exactly like this.
Sounds like Jared wants to hear.
Yeah, can we stop talking about my fiance's farts?
Ashley's farts are one thing. Like, Ashley, it's like,
oh, we've seen them. We've seen them on television.
Oh, I saw. We've smelled. Jared.
We've heard. Yeah.
I heard.
But Kaylin's farts, I imagine, are like.
Well, like incense.
Yeah. What was that? How did that go?
It's just. That's what I imagine.
Thanks. I'm glad that you're imagining Kaylin's farts right now. That's good to hear.
That's Kaylin probably loves that we're talking about this.
Yeah. Jared, is there anything that you withhold from Ashley?
No, unfortunately not. What, she's raised.
I feel like you guys are really comfortable.
Did you get insurance on the ring?
I barely have insurance on my body.
He doesn't have insurance on the ring. He doesn't have insurance on himself. Do you think he got insurance for the ring?
I didn't think so, but everybody else thought so. And I was like, no, you don't need to.
Anyway, yeah, so no insurance on the ring, but is there anything I hide from you? I don't think so. I love how I have to ask my wife that question.
Yeah,
like, is there, she's like, I wouldn't I not know?
It's just so pathetic how pathetic I am.
Well, maybe I'm, you guys start should hiding spice things. It up, and you should hide something.
I have to hide. Yeah. Something. I need something.
But that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I think that's a good place for us to stop. Lexi, thank you so much for co-hosting with us this week. For the listeners out there, as you know, our new format is this episode today. We have our callers on Thursday. Lexi's going to join us for that as well. So thank you for tuning in this week. Be sure to tune in on Thursday as well, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.